From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces in the Syrian city of Aleppo have reached an agreement with rebels on the withdrawal of opposition forces, as well as civilians from the area. The agreement, brokered by Turkey and Russia, was announced ahead of an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. Details of the agreement are still unclear. At the council session, Western envoys criticized Russia for its ongoing military support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the months of attacks inflicted on residents of the city. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
The regime and its Russian allies will only be emboldened to replicate their starve and surrender and slaughter tactics elsewhere. This will be their model for attempting to retake cities and towns across Syria. It will not end with Aleppo, and it will not focus on terrorists. It never has, and there is no evidence that it will.
Samantha Power. The Pentagon said Tuesday a coalition airstrike killed three key Islamic State leaders in Syria, including two militants who were involved in last year's terrorist attacks in Paris. Defense Secretary Ash Carter provided some details.
And they were associates of al-Adnani, who was, if you recall, the chief external plotter for ISIL and its chief spokesman. And we killed him a little while ago.
A Pentagon spokesman said all three plotters were targeted while riding in a vehicle in Raqqa December 4th. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's suicide bombing at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Church. The terrorist group warned of more attacks. The attack Sunday left 25 people dead. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump announced today his nomination of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State. Tillerson has spent his 41-year career at the oil company, gaining knowledge that Trump says is crucial to leading the State Department. Some Republicans are expressing concern over Tillerson's close ties to Russia, but others, such as former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, call him an excellent choice. President-elect flew to Wisconsin Tuesday for another of his thank you rallies.
Together, we're going to make Washington answer to the people once again. We're going to put the government to work for you, first time in a long time. The whole world is recognizing our movement. It's because of you.
Also Tuesday, Trump named former Texas Governor Rick Perry to head the country's Department of Energy. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed a $6.3 billion bill to fund cancer research, drug addiction recovery, and mental health services. In an emotional ceremony, Mr. Obama signed the 21st Century Cures Act in a White House auditorium.
So we're tackling cancer, brain disease, substance use disorders, and more. And none of this work would have been possible without bipartisan cooperation in both houses of Congress.
Mr. Obama made a point to highlight the work of Vice President Joe Biden. The section of the bill allocating $1.8 billion in cancer research funding was named for his son, Beau, who died from brain cancer in 2015. The United States will halt the planned sale of precision-guided weapons to Saudi Arabia. An official says the action is in response to concerns over Saudi military practices in the Yemeni civil war, which has claimed the lives of thousands of civilians. An anti-corruption activist has announced he will run for president of Russia in the 2018 election. Alexei Navalny is the leader of the opposition Party of Progress and has been one of the most vocal critics of President Vladimir Putin. A court in Italy has convicted a Tunisian man of being responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people in a 2015 shipwreck. Mohamed Ali Malik was sentenced in Sicily to serve 18 years in prison for manslaughter and human trafficking. 700 migrants drowned in the Mediterranean Sea as they tried to reach Europe. Survivors said Malik was the captain of the vessel that sank. They say his lack of sailing knowledge had caused the boat to collide with a merchant ship coming to their rescue. Kenya is giving serious thought to withdrawing from the International Criminal Court during a public address Monday. President Uhuru Kenyatta said the government will consider two motions passed by Parliament for the country's withdrawal from the court. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.